I couldn't stop if I wanted to. A 9-to-5 is something that I don't wanna do. Sit in the cubicle miserable as I slave away. Getting complacent with life as my dreams fade away. Nah, motivation to go harder. I'd rather spit that real than probably die.
Words of the great Woody Massey. Good morning, good evening, good night, folks. It is your 5-2 Sports Podcast live here and in color with today's host for Thursday Night Football, your boy, the substitute, CSPN. We got a doozy of a Thursday Night Football game tonight. This is the ideal night to, you know, Netflix and chill, spend some time with the old lady, with the wifey or something. We're not going to really miss much here. Looks like we have the Baltimore Ravens at the Miami Dolphins. How do you guys feel about that?
I like this game. I actually think it's going to be closer than people think.
I mean, I hope the Dolphins beat the Ravens, to be honest with you, but I think I felt that way every week.
Is Tua playing this game?
I think he is going to try to play. I don't think it's been fully confirmed yet whether he's going to or not. And it looks like he's still questionable versus Ravens. That was 7 hours ago, or 17 hours ago.
I haven't seen anything. During the pregame coverage when they announced that Tua would not play this past Sunday, the speculation was that maybe they're giving him some extra rest to prepare for this short week. So I would expect it to be a solid chance that he plays. I don't know if it makes much of a difference here, though.
Yeah, I feel like what you're going to see in this game, you're going to see the Ravens, their defense, they're basically going to force the Dolphins to throw the football. They're already not very good at running the football. I do know the weather, and it's something to keep an eye on. I've been looking at it for a couple of days. It actually influenced my fantasy football trade. I was more concerned about like the weather conditions this week, which is kind of crazy to think about when you're going to make a fantasy football trade for 1 week. But when your team is 4-5 in a particular league and you are in the middle of a bunch of 4-5 you're trying to separate from, you got to make wild decisions. So I did see the weather, 15 to 20 mile an hour winds potentially could affect the game in some rain. So I don't know if it's going to stop or not, but that works in Baltimore's favor. Yeah. If it's windy or if it's going to affect the throwing game whatsoever, I believe that what they'll do defensively is force them to throw the football, and you're going to see what Baltimore does best. They're going to play, you know, one high safety, cover one, cover three, and just force everything, you know, force them to actually do something through the air. And then on the other side, you're going to see the Dolphins, who I actually put together a study. I'm not going to go into a huge, long conversation about it, but I'm trying to identify some things this year with, you know, the big conversation in football right now has been Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen and what's going on, like how are teams slowing them down or stopping them or preventing the big play. And I wanted to look at middle field open coverage versus middle field close coverage and get those percentages for every single NFL team from last year and this year to kind of see if there's a drop off overall in the league. And league wide, there is actually a big difference. A lot more teams are running more too high looks. It's actually an 8% higher rate this year than the previous year. They're running more too high looks than in 2020. So I went through, looked at that stuff, but in this particular game, this is where Lamar Jackson separates himself from the other quarterbacks, the guys who are trying to stretch the field. We all know Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert. Those guys are looking to make big plays down the field.
Lamar's been trying to stretch the field consistently every game.
Right. Here's the point. Here's the point I want to make about the Dolphins in this particular game. You have to worry about Lamar Jackson, the athlete, more than you have to worry about Mahomes, the athlete, and even more than you have to worry about Josh Allen, the athlete, because those guys, they're not going to go 60 in a hurry, right? They'll pick up chunks on the ground running the football. They're not going to take the football to the house in one play. So you have to play closer to Josh the box. Allen. Yeah, he could potentially, but he's not as much of a threat if you've got athletic linebackers to kind of hone him in versus Lamar Jackson, where you have to bring one of your better athletes closer to the box, which does in fact open up the big play over the top. And I do think this could be a big game. If the weather doesn't affect it, it could be a huge game for Lamar, to Hollywood Brown, to Bateman, any of those guys. He could connect big a few times. And let's not forget, this is like his hometown, and this is somewhat of Hollywood Brown's hometown as well. So
that's a good call.
Big time.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. Like Lamar Jackson is the type of player that on every play, you know, you clench your butt cheeks together just a little tighter because you're not sure what's going to happen.
That's real.
You know, now maybe when you play against a guy like Patrick Mahomes, you do that on like 3rd and 15, you know,
because you never know.
Like, exactly. But Lamar Jackson, it's every single play this year through 8 games. Lamar Jackson has completed 65% of his passes for 2,200, just over 2,200 yards, 13 touchdowns with 7 interceptions. I know we'll like to highlight those 7 interceptions, but he has developed this year as a passer. Now, I want to ask how you guys feel about his development as a passer. And do you think there is a direct correlation with his development as a passer and the plethora of injuries that they've had thus far in the season?
I think that there's a correlation with the development of the younger players on the Ravens, of course. But I think we've also seen, like, specifically Lamar's growth as a quarterback of realizing how to control the defense and manipulate it. Like we see with all the great quarterbacks pre-snap. The fact that Lamar has become aware with Hollywood Brown that if he just takes 4 or 5 deep shots with Hollywood a game, that safety can't cheat up anymore. And it changes a lot of things for him passing-wise. It opens up the middle of the field for Andrews. It opens up the middle of the field for Bateman. It opens up the run game up the middle. And so I just see we see him growing as a quarterback. He's just starting to recognize things.
Well, it appears, and you guys could correct me if I'm wrong, you know, the CSPN eye test is damn near never wrong, but in past years, the Ravens would fall behind, right? And we all waver at that offense and their ability to play from behind. Now, this year, we've seen them in a lot of close games, and we've seen Lamar Jackson come from behind several times this year. And I'm just curious to know, do you guys think that the lack of run game or ability to run the ball as they have in past years, if that has forced his development to, like, okay, I got to put the team on my back. We have to come back. I have to throw for 350 yards. I have to make the passes that I need to help us win.
I think yes and no.
Okay.
Some of it is a combination, but I think in the offseason, they were really working on that element of his game. That's why they brought in Rashad Bateman. That's why they brought in Sammy Watkins. They were just trying to expand, you know, the amount of targets that he could have out there, maybe even open things up a bit more and get into 11 personnel a bit more than, you know, you would expect, when ultimately they haven't actually been doing that. They've been doing that less year over year, which they were in 11 personnel 48% of the time a year ago. They're actually down to 37% this year. So this week, I fully expect the Dolphins to kind of funnel everything up the middle and force, you know, if there's a zone read, they're going to force the give over and over again because, hey, I'd rather lose to Devonta Freeman or Le'Veon Bell than Lamar Jackson.
By the way, bringing up Le'Veon Bell, if we're looking at fantasy, like I needed a spot starter tonight. Last week, we saw Le'Veon Bell out when he ran the ball. He actually had wiggle up the middle. It was the first time I've seen his hips look like the old Le'Veon Bell actually running the ball. And he had the stutter step. It looked great. This week, I'm smelling a Le'Veon Bell 2-touchdown game, just sniffing it.
So, Woody, let me ask you, before we move on to the Miami Dolphins, you know, in a little
breaking
more
breaking news, guys, breaking news. Cam Newton has just signed to the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, he's back.
He's back. Interesting. Guess who's back? All
interesting.
Right.
Interesting.
That's so interesting.
We'll dive into that in a little more detail on the next show.
The Friday betting show.
But I want to ask you, Woody, first. So we've been very critical of that Ravens offense, right? And especially of the weapons that they have on the outside. Thus far this year, Hollywood Brown is having an incredible year. He He's shown that he's not just a deep threat, but he's actually has 46 catches for 682 yards.
He's targeting him on short throws, too, like the move the chains throw.
He is. And in Hollywood, he seems to do a really good job at finding the holes in the zone as well. So they've definitely worked on that chemistry.
Which little dudes need to be good at because they're tiny.
And then you also have the emergence of Rashad Bateman. Obviously, he hasn't been fully healthy this year, but
Brandon's been almost
every catch,
a couple weeks.
Every catch last week was for a first down, if I'm not mistaken. So, and he consistently, he's finding the open area, like what you just said about Hollywood. Now you got another guy and arguably a better route runner overall.
This Dolphins team is playing tough, though. They've been playing tough as of late.
But what's wrong with them? What are they, 1-7? Like, what's
being able to move the ball consistently? Three and outs kill you.
They can't run it. Yeah, they're behind the chains
a
lot.
But against the Ravens, they can run. The Ravens, you can run against. It's just their defense is not good this year.
It's not what it has been in the
Miles Gaskin is about to have a night tonight. I think
you think so?
Yeah, I think the Ravens win this game by a field
goal. As a receiver.
Miami to cover.
As a receiver, too, Gaskin is excellent at that. Yeah. That's his game. This is an area where he could flourish.
And Patrick Queen has the progressed this year. He's become somewhat of a liability.
And the Ravens just lost star
Deshaun
safety,
Elliott.
Right?
Deshaun Elliott.
Yeah. So
Jalen Waddle could be a good spot for
exactly.
him
Marlon
against
Humphrey,
man coverage.
Marlon Humphrey has not looked like himself this year. Jamar Chase went off for 200 yards against Jalen Waddle against Marlon Humphrey. So let's see what Jalen Waddle does.
Look, Brandon, with all of that said, it looks like the Ravens, they're the favorite at -7.5. Who do you have tonight?
I'm going to go with the Ravens. They'll cover.
Okay.
I'm going with the Miami Dolphins because that extra half point on top of a touchdown is a lot.
Yeah. And look, this is the same team that we saw, beat the Detroit Lions with a record-breaking field goal, right? So
yeah,
the possibility is there.
And we've seen Miami mucks it up. That's what they're doing this year.
And Woody, he's really nipping at my heels. And so the safe pick here is to pull a Woody and choose the Miami Dolphins too. But
following steps of greatness.
I'm gonna go Ravens here. I think that the Ravens should be able to, cover the spread.
Just remember, sure. Last two Thursdays in a row, I've gotten dubs.
Yeah, at some point, that streak has to come to an end.
Does it?
All right, so as we wrap up the show, I just got some numbers here. The Baltimore Ravens are 4-1-1 against the spread in their last six Thursday night games. And then the Miami Dolphins are 5-1 against the spread in their last six games in the month of November. So keep that in mind when you're putting money on this game and, when you're picking your spreads, but that's pretty much here for the Thursday Night Football preview. Thanks for joining us here at the 5-2 Sports Podcast Lounge. Be sure to check us out on Instagram at the number 5-2 Sports Podcast. Be sure to also check out our sister site at Football Scout 365 for all up-to-date betting,
NBA
analytics, number crunching. It's some really good stuff going on over there by our guy, Brandon Lundberg. He's great. And just be sure to check us out. And hey, we're getting close to 1,500 subscribers. So look, tell your mom, tell your dad, tell your little brother, take their phone, press the subscribe button. You're here to stay. Let's go.
I couldn't stop if I wanted to. A 9-to-5 is something that I don't want to do. Sit in the cube.